USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin the week of February the 8th, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Critics say the impeachment trial could delay work Congress needs to get done. When it comes to impeachment, Senator Bob Casey believes the Senate will be able to multitask. The Pennsylvania Democrat tells Fox News that the Senate should be able to run a trial at the same time they're trying to work on more COVID relief and approving a number of President Biden's nominees.
Not this week, because this week will just be formalities, but starting February 8th, we have to go through and process an impeachment trial. But I still think even in that week, and I think it's probably going to be, I hope it's just that week or 10 days, in the mornings we can get things done, whether it's nominations or committee meetings or otherwise.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless, because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizedhealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizedhealth.com.
After the scrutiny that Georgia's election system came under last year, many have called for changes to the way that Georgia handles absentee ballots. Governor Brian Kemp tells Fox News that he's for a proposal to require photo ID for absentee voters.
We know there's a lot of frustration out there. I think it's incumbent on us as policymakers to listen to people's frustrations, but also at the end of the day, make sure that we have secure, accessible, and fair elections in the state and that people have confidence in that. I believe doing the photo ID requirement on absentee ballots by mail will help accomplish that. But there's many other things that I've been talking to the legislators about that we'll be looking at and debating this year, and hopefully we'll have bipartisan support, because I don't know who would not be for having secure, accessible, fair elections and making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Broadcasting legend Larry King passed away Saturday at the age of 87. His six-decade-long career began on radio as a disc jockey in Miami in 1957, eventually becoming a nationally syndicated host in the late 70s. He moved to cable TV, starting Larry King Live on CNN in 1985, which ran for 25 years. After leaving the show in 2010, the King of Talk found his way back into media, first for the web-based Aura.tv, and in 2013 for the RT Network. Actor and comedian Billy Crystal told CNN about the first time he was interviewed by King.
And then they said, Larry King wants to talk to you. And I was like, oh. And I was actually quite nervous because it was just Larry at the desk, no audience, so that was a little bit of an away game for me. And it was just a conversation that he actually made me relax, because he was just so prepared, no notes. He just talked. And I think he was also very aware, and you'll know this too, as a broadcaster, the timing of the segment that you have. So the next question was right there. He didn't have to think about anything. And that kept me on my toes and made me respect him even more. He always was ready.
No cause of death has been announced. However, King had been recently hospitalized with COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.